There are a few psukim in the Pasha over here, the story of the confrontation between Yaakov and Esav, which are so much lemaisa for all of us. They have so much to teach us about ourselves, about our children, about our matzav in Golas America. So it's really a Pasha, you could say, you know, it's silly to make comparisons how important various Pashas are, but I do think that Pashas Vayishlach is more lemaisa for us in our Golas America than many, many other Pashas. So we know that the confrontation of Yaakov and Esav is symbolic. It's the moshel for the whole of Golas Edom. Chazal say that Rav Yanai, when he had to deal with the Goyish government, before he went, he used to learn Pashas Vayishlach in order to get a hadrocha from Yaakov Avinu how to deal with Esav. And just like Rav Yanai found inspiration in Pashas Vayishlach for his dealings with the government with which he had to deal, we have to find inspiration in Pashas Vayishlach how to handle our golus over here. He said, look, the meeting of Yaakov and Esav over here, that is the moshel, that is the maise ovois, simon lebonim, of what we are going to be going through in our golos edim. So doesn't it stand to reason that here the psukim, which are describing the very last moments of the kesher between Yaakov and Esav. Because when this confrontation was over, Esav went off, and Yaakov went in his direction, and they never met again. You remember that Yaakov said, let me go at my own speed, and then we'll meet in Seir. Of course, Chazal tell us that never happened. That's going to happen in Achlis Hayomim, Ve'olim Mashiyim, Ve'atziyon, Lishpoites HaEsav, Ve'hoysel Hashem Amlucha. That's where we're going to meet Esav, in Seir. And that is going to be the final Nitzochon of Kedusha over Tumah, of closeness to the Rebbeinu Shalom, distance of the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's the moment of the Yeshua. But these are the final moments between the meeting of Yaakov and Esav. So wouldn't they be the Simon Muvak of what is going to happen towards the end of the Golos? So if we look at the very last words that Esav said to Yaakov, and the very last words that Yaakov said to Esav, is Vayoyme Esav, Atzigono Imcho Minoam Asher Iti. What can be nicer? What can be more friendly than that? Atzigono Imcho Minoam Asher Iti. That's a beautiful thing to say. That's kind, it's thoughtful, it's considerate. So he's offering to be friendly. He says, look, in the psukim before, which we'll go over later, you turned down my offer that we should travel together. Okay, so we won't travel together, but at least let me put some of my men with you to give you a hand. So Vayoma and Yaakov said to him, Lomoze, don't be so kind, we really don't need it. Emtzo chen be'ene Adoni, let me find chen in your eyes. Understand me that I would like to come alone. So there's so much niceness over there, so much kindness over there. The emes is that if we remember Yaakov Avinu's tefillah, what was Yaakov Avinu mispalel to the Rebbeinu Shalom? Hatzileni no, miyad ochi, miyad Esav. Chazal say that he was mispalel for two things. Save me when Esav is acting as Esav, but save me also when Esav is acting as ochi. There is a danger, there's a terrible sakana when Esav acts as ochi. And his damage, the ruination that he can bring on Klal Yisrael when he acts as ochi can be worse than that which he does to us when he acts as Esav. Not chas v'shalom to denigrate our goddess America, our American hosts. Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, taught us to view the Malchus over here as a Malchus of Chesed, and we have to be makir tov enormously for all the wonderful freedoms that we enjoy over here. On the other hand, we have to understand the terrible sakonas which lie in wait for us in this matzav. I want to read a couple of lines. Rabbi Ephraim Buchwald, one of the pioneers of the Kiruv movement, is quoted over here in an article in Tradition. He's quoted, and he can say it better than I can say it, so I want to read these few words to you, these few sentences. He writes as follows, I'm quoting now. Our parents prayed for a melting pot. but instead we have gotten a meltdown. Why, thank God, this time there are no stormtroopers, no barbed wire, no barking doors, no gas chambers. The net result is exactly the same. No Jews. Prime Minister Netanyahu pointed out recently that since the end of 1945, the American Jewish community has in effect lost, quote, 6 million, unquote, Jews. Since the end of World War II, the general American population has more than doubled, but the American Jewish community, because of assimilation and low birth rate, has remained numerically the same. Tragically, as American Jews were vowing, never again, 1 million American Jewish children were being raised as non-Jews, 700,000 were raised as Christians, and 300,000 without any religion whatsoever. That is what Esav looks like when he acts as Ochi. Hatzileni no miyad Ochi miyad Esav. And Yaakov understood that, and therefore even this wonderful offer which Esav made, Atzigo no imcho min ho'om asher iti, Vayomer, Yaakov said, Lama ze, no, let's not do it. Emso chen bein Adoni, do me a toiver, don't do what you want, do what I want, and I want to go alone. So Yaakov knew how to carry himself in the matzav of Ochi. He knew how to carry himself in the matzav of Esav. That's, he was making himself the doyren, the tefillah, the milchama, like Chazal say. But in the matzav of Ochi, he also knew how to handle himself. Let's learn what exactly happened over here in those few psukim. The Medrash has a very, very profound insight in what the Shakle V'Tariyo was over here. So Yaakov had persuaded Esav to take the gifts which he had given him, Kachno Eshbirchosia Shahuvaslach, and so on, and he Vayivtzabo Vayikach, and Esav took the gift. Now, Vayoyme, then Esav says to Yaakov, Nis'ov Nelcho, let's go together, let's travel and go. Ve'elcho Lenegdecho. Now, what does that mean? Now, we'll see very, very significantly soon that Rashi touches up. What does it mean, Ve'elcho Lenegdecho? Rashi says, B'shovelach, on an equal basis with you. Now, we'll have to see what Rashi means over here, and we'll see how the Medrash takes it. But it could be that the Taich is different, especially when we take into account the next Pasuk. It could be that Esav was saying, look, don't be afraid. What are you going to say? We can't travel together because I've got soldiers, I've got this. I would go much quicker. I don't have any children, I don't have any sheep, but you have to go slowly. No, ve'elcho lenegdecho. I will measure my speed lenegdecho, exactly parallel to your needs. Whatever you need, that's how I'll go. It's perfectly okay. We can travel together. So that's Esav's offer. Vayomer Elav. So Yaakov said to him, Adoni, my master, Yoidea, you know, ki hayilodim rakim, the children are young. Well, we know the children were young. Yosef must have been 6 years old, because when he was born, Yaakov said, now let's go back home, and there were another 6 years for getting the schar, so Yosef would have been six. Now, between Yosef's birth and Reuven's birth, there weren't more than 7 years, the second 7 years. So Reuven can't have been older than 13. So hayiladim rakim, the children are young, are soft, are tender. Vatzoin vabokor olois oloi. Well, let's stay away from that right now, because it's a whole big cheshbon. What exactly does olos oloi mean? Rav Shamshon von Hirsch has a very, very meyerdig pshat, but we can't do everything in one shir. So let's stick to the children. Hayiladim rakim. If I'm going to hurry them, then all the children are going to die. And obviously the implication is, and the children will also be in bad shape. Therefore, you go ahead. You go in front of me, who am his servant. We'll have to see what esnahalo le'iti means. We'll touch that soon. L'regel ha'melocha asher lefonai. And I will go at that speed which the melocha which I have to do demands of me, ul'regel ha'yeladim ad asher ovel el Adoni Seira, and we talk about that. We're going to get to Seir when Mashiach comes. Now, what exactly was going on over here? So the Medrash has a very, very profound insight in what the conversation over here was between Esav and Yaakov. And it's really, in a way, based on Rashi's insight in what l'negdecho means. So Rashi says, elcho l'negdecho b'shove lecho. We should be equal. Now, what's going on? So Chazal say in the Medrash that Esav said to Yaakov as follows. You remember the fights we had when we were in the womb of our mother? You remember we were fighting? So Chazal said that we were fighting over Olam Habo and Olam Hazeh. We both wanted both. Who won? Nobody won. What happened? Esav was given Olam Hazeh and Yaakov was given Olam Habo. That's what Chazal said. Now how that plays out with the brochas, with the V'yitin L'cho Elokim et Hal HaShemayim, that's a different story. But the chalukah in the mother's womb was that Esav was given Olam Hazeh and Yaakov was given Olam Habo. That means that Yaakov is potentially never at home in this world. We're always only here at Esav's sufferance. Esav allows us to be here, but we're guests, we're never at home. That is what it means that we don't have Olam Hazeh, we only have Olam Habo. Olam Hazeh, Proizda Lifnei Olam Habo. But Lemaisa, Olam Hazeh belongs to Esav. So when Esav said, Nisa v'neilcho, let's go together, you know what he meant? Zot Chazal, Esav said, you know what, why don't we void our original agreement? I got the whole of Olam Hazeh, you got the whole of Olam Habo. Let's void that and make a new division, and we'll both get half-half in both worlds. That's the pshat, v'neilcho v'eilcho l'negdecho, that I will go shove it to you. In other words, you'll be shove. Like things are now, you can never be shove to me because you're always a guest here. I have Olam Hazeh, you don't have it. So let's void the whole agreement. I get our half of Olam Habo, you get half of Olam Hazeh, and we'll go together. Let's stop this constant competition. He's talking very, very reasonably. Vayomer elav, so Yaakov said, oh no. Yoda Adoni Yodea ki hayilodim rakim. What am I going to do with my children? Do I want my children to be at home in Olam Hazeh? Is that what I want? Is that what's going to be the mile for our children? Chazal say that Esav said to him, when he refused the deal, Esav said to him, aren't you afraid of all the pogroms that are going to be? Aren't you afraid of the crusades that are going to happen? Aren't you afraid of all the terrible suffering and all the terrible tsar that you're going to have? Because that's what follows. Mele, if you own half of Olam Hazeh, so we will never have the ability to put pogroms on you, to make you suffer, to torture you, because you are just as tough as we are. But if you are only Mr. Olam Habo, and you are in Olam Hazeh only on our sufferance, so if we don't feel like having you, we'll kill you, and we'll maul you, and we'll murder you, and we'll rape you, we'll put you into a terrible matzavim. Aren't you afraid of that? So Yaakov Avinu said, no, I'm not afraid of it. And you know what he said? Let's get now to these words. Vani esna halo le'iti. What exactly does that mean? Now, esna halo is a very interesting form. Nun hei lamed means to lead, or for a shepherd to look after his flock. How's it go over there? Bin osdeshe yabitzeni ame menuchas yinahaleni. The royer, ame menuchas yinahaleni. He's going to lead his flock next to the May Menuchas, the quiet streams. He's going to lead them. So usually, in Kolata Rukula, it's always in the PL, Nahel, to lead. That's the form. Here we suddenly have Es Nahalo, I will be made to lead. The Hispoel is always the reflexive. That means doing something to yourself. So Es Nahalo means I will be made, I will be in a position to be shown the kind of leader which I have to be. That's what it means. And le'iti, now that's the machloikas of Rashi and the Radak. Rashi learns that the shoyrish over here is lo'at, lamet aleph tes, which means that the lamet is not a prefix, but it's part of the shoyrish. The Radak learns that the shoyrish is otat, and the lamet le Iti means in accordance with the measured pace which I have to take. So, taking together esnalul iti means I will go. I'm not going to rush anywhere. I'm not going to feel that I have to get anywhere. What I will do is I will allow myself to be guided how to lead the people whom I have to lead, namely my children, le iti, with a measured speed, with patience, with sablonus, and that's how I'm going to lead them. That is Yaakov Avinu's answer to Esav. What did Esav say? Let's share equally. Because if we don't share equally, so then what's going to happen? There'll be pogroms, there'll be tzaras, there'll be this. We know what he said because we know what happened. What does Yaakov say? No, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid because I don't have an alternative. Because the alternative I'm more afraid of, to make my children into a toshovim in Olam Hazeh, that is something which is far, far more dangerous from my point of view. It's far more horrible than anything that you can do to me, Esav. I'd rather be at your mercy. I'd rather have you as Esav rather than have you as Ochi within the context that we're talking now. I cannot deal with my children by exposing them to your Olam Hazeh, to your musik of what a nice life is, what a good life is, what a desirable life is. Rahmana litzlan, if my children would pick that up, if that's what you're offering me, I don't need it. And if that means that I'm trading in a comfortable Olam Hazeh for an Olam Hazeh fraught with danger, fraught with fear, fraught with agony, fraught with terror, I'm willing to live that way. No, and what did you ask me? Am I not afraid? No, the answer is, Taka, I'm not afraid. Because I will go, and I will duck my head, like Rabbi Akiva said when they asked him, how come you didn't drown when his ship went down? He said, Kol gal v'gal sh'over elai, whatever wave came over me, I ducked my head and let it go over me, and I was fine, don't worry about me, everything was okay. This is Yaakov's affirmation that he refuses, a principled refusal, of being a toshav in Olam Hazeh. Don't push your ideas of Olam Hazeh down my throat. My children, they're my children. Do you know what it means, children? Do you know what it means to have to be mechanech these children, to guide them to become Elohe Taira Yidden? That's what I want. That is my goal in life. I have nothing else. And in order to do that, you know what I'll do? Es nahalo. I will be governed by the needs. Depending on the nisoyan, depending on the problems which arise, then depending on them, I will be led to be a good leader. I will expose myself to the lessons which I need to teach me to be a good leader of my children. That is the yesoid which we have to take out from Vayishlach in our present matzav of the Golas America. We have so much to be afraid of, so much to be afraid of, because to have a peaceful life, to have a life for once without worrying every Monday and Thursday for another sorrow, with another problem, with another war, there's so many terrible things. But Yaakov said, I'm going to have the patience. I'm going to have the patience as nahalo le'iti, and I'm not going to accept your offer of becoming a toshav in Olam Hazeh. So let's remember that this confrontation over here between Yaakov and Esav, that is the confrontation which we are living through today. This is mamash, the rehearsal of what is going to happen in our tekufa. And in our tekufa, the end is going to be that Yaakov says to Esav, you're offering to be ochi, you're offering to be a friend, I appreciate it. No, but no thanks. I don't want it. I don't want it because I can't deal with it. And my concern is not my friendship with you. My concern are my children. So, Moyrdige Pasha, we should all be Zeuche to be able to go through this golus also, like Erlich Yidden, to maintain our integrity, to hold on to our children, to make them into Torah-dicker children, Torah-dicker values, Torah-dicker attitudes, Torah-dicker relationships with the Rebbeinu Shlolem, that we should look back when Moshiach will come in Yetzer Hashem soon, that we look back on the Golus and say, Rebbeinu Shlolem, thank you for having led us through history, and we didn't let you down. We did not, when we had the chance, trade our very difficult situation for the comfort of being a Toshav in Olam Hazeh. We knew who we are, we knew what we are, we knew what we need, and Baruch Hashem, we've gone through the Golos. We have to learn to live with it and to live it.